Welcome back, everybody, to Time Out with Gladys and Ula. And we have a very juicy episode for you again, because all of our episodes are super juicy. And today, this is all about it being a dark and stormy night. What do we have in store for everybody, honey, in this dark and stormy night that we are immersed in?
We are, especially now, even globally, we are immersed in this personal and global dark and stormy night. We are surrounded by so much scary stuff, and not just personal level, but like in our own little communities and in the global level, we are all immersed in a lot of scary stuff. So that's what we're gonna dive into. It was a really dark and stormy night.
So what is dark and stormy? What comes up for you around this that you want to focus on today? Because I know that there's, I mean, we could pick anything that's global going on globally in the world. And I know that today we also really want to bring the focus back to the personal and how we go about living through all these dark and stormy nights that we become acclimated to. And then all of a sudden it just becomes our norm.
Right. And it's more, today is going to be more about your personal dark and stormy night that goes on and on and on and on in your own thoughts and your thought process and all that that brings into those negative feelings and emotions in your life. And that ends up you being really, really mean to yourself on a 24/7 basis.
Got it. Okay. So today we are going to explore how you go about creating these dark and stormy nights that you can't seem to get out of or that you keep revisiting, and how all of this relates back to the ways that you treat yourself. So take it away, Ula. Break it down for us.
Well, I always keep coming back to this, that we learn these things while we're living in this world. And the interesting thing is, I just read about this somewhere, and I already actually knew this, but I don't know why I didn't think about this before. But when we are children, we absorb the energy that our parents are sending out, the energy they live in. We absorb that, and that becomes part of our energetic make. So we start repeating those energetic patterns that our parents thought as, and then we move on to school and what the teachers are doing, what the friends are doing, all that, it becomes your life pattern. And 99.9% of the time we learn that we A, are not good enough on a lot of things. B, we need to be really afraid of everything because life is a fucking scary place to be, and we're gonna die.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the problem with that?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's a good feeling place to be in, feeling like I am not worth anything and I'm gonna die because everything's bad and wrong and scary.
Now, I know we're taking things to an extreme here, and I also want to point out that sometimes you might not be living that dark and stormy night experience, but internally that is your default. And I think as you're talking about this, Ula, how it all comes back to childhood, we're taking on the energetic imprints of our caretakers, and then that becomes our own energetic imprint that we default back to as adults. And it's usually an unconscious thing that we're unaware of. So here's how it can translate in your day-to-day life. If you feel like you're constantly trying to catch up with life, or you are running into crisis after crisis, you're constantly putting out fires, or you are giving to everybody else except yourself, you do that last. all of this is indicative of how you are living from a nervous system perspective in a tumultuous, stormy way. Your nervous system isn't relaxed in any of those scenarios. And then we can take it as far where if you've had recurring traumatic experiences, that dark and stormy night metaphor is what you know. So if we try to separate ourselves from that, it actually means we're stepping into very unfamiliar territory because we're used to getting pummeled by the storm in one way or another throughout our entire life.
Yes. And when we expect that there is something outside ourselves that is causing this, or it's like life is bringing this tough stuff to us rather than through us, you also, now I lost my thought.
Well, that's good, honey, because I need you to repeat what you just said. That was freaking amazing. Is when you look, I'm going to not say it the right way, but you, something like when you look outside of yourself and think that life brings stuff to you versus through you. Mm-hmm. Let's just pause there. Wait. That's fucking profound. Mm-hmm. Do you believe life brings stuff to you or through you? Okay, you guys ponder that for a minute because this is huge. All right.
Yeah. So, I'm glad we paused there because now I remember where I was going with this. So when you think that life brings stuff to you rather than through you, you start thinking that there is something wrong with you, that somehow all these things that happen to you is your fault. And it's you actually are right that it is your fault, but it's not your fault in the sense that you think it is. It's an energetic fault there, and you can fix that. But when you are in that dark and stormy place where you think that stuff is just coming to you because you are not enough, or you're not strong enough, or pretty enough, or skinny enough, or you just feel like you are not enough to be in this space, in this life, you start to feel like a failure. And it's a very, very hard place to be in. I know, I've been there. I haven't been there for a long time. And I can contest that it's fabulous not being there. It is fabulous. It's not all, like we always say, it's not all bunny rabbits and rainbows. But it is
bunny rabbits. I love that image.
I like that too. That's a good image. Yeah, I wish it was all bunny rabbits and rainbows, but it's not.
You would do very well in that neighborhood. I think I might go a little crazy. I need some dark and stormy in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I still have dark and stormy, but they don't last very long. And that's the beauty of this, the stuff that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, I love that, Ula, because there's a constant reminder that we're going to be giving you guys that are listening, which is we are not here to move you towards a place of utopia, nirvana. Now, some believe that that is absolutely possible. Heaven on earth is coming, and I get it. But I think we believe that we're supposed to be happy all the time. We believe we're supposed to have no life difficulties, and that's bullshit. So We want to get across that, and you said this earlier, you know, that it is your fault what happens to you, but not in the sense that we think. What I want to translate that into is when we say it's your fault, there's an assumption that that means there's blame to be cast.
Right.
And that is not it. Rather, it is your creation. I think that's a better way of saying it. We are creators first and foremost. So we are also generators of our own energy. And we talked about that in the previous episode. So as a creator of your own energetic experience, which shapes everything, if you have found that your life is equivalent to the dark and stormy night, then that means there are areas that you have defaulted into thinking that you are subject to only more pummeling of the storm that just seems to sit right over your head. Now, here's the question for all of you. What if you put that storm there to begin with? Take a moment and just entertain the question from a place of curiosity. What if that storm was put there by you? How are you feeling right now thinking about that? Are you feeling discomfort, like you want to slap Ula and I?
That's what I was going to say. Do you want to punch us in the face? It's like, no, there's so many things here that's going wrong. And you want to put that blame on somebody besides yourself because that makes you feel better.
But here's the thing. There's no blame to put. Okay, and this is a really, really tough thing to tolerate, especially when we are facing a lot of injustices in the world, a lot of imbalance, a lot of what we would label negative shit, right? But the blame only takes away your energy source. That's all it does, right? So if you want to stay in that place of like, yeah, Gladys, no, I didn't put the storm here, right? Ula, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, right? Like this shit happened to me. I didn't call it in, all that kind of stuff. We're there with you. We get it. And what we want to suggest is that if you go back to honoring that you are your own creator of your energetic experience, then you can even in the storm make room for the possibility that how you navigate that storm is completely in your power. And that to me, honey, I mean, I'm curious what you think, because as somebody that comes from a history of childhood trauma, right? I've carried that dark and stormy night within me for decades. And yet on the outside, no one knew that I was experiencing this dark and stormy night. No one would believe through the life that I've created for myself that I had serious self-hatred towards me for several years, my formative years, I'd say through my 20s, I hated myself. I thought I was ugly. I thought I wasn't white enough, pretty enough, tall enough, blue-eyed enough, big-boobed enough, all of that kind of stuff, witty enough, funny, and all of that. And then that carried me into my 30s with some untangling because I started doing my own personal development work. But even now, Ula, I mean, there's so many times where you see me being really hard on myself, and it's not like I'm doing it on purpose. Right. And so for all of you listening, I know it's not that we're doing this on purpose, like we're trying to suffer, but we become so conditioned to maintaining a nervous system that is constantly on edge that we then attract energetically more of that stormy experience that keeps us in that space of believing we're fucking things up, we're not doing things right enough, we're not good enough, all that kind of stuff, because it's familiar.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we tend to default into the fucked up place in our head, because it is familiar. It is what we're used to. And it takes some time to change the way you think, and you will start to see how your life and everything around you will change once you're able to get there. But I also want to add here that when you are in that space of self-hatred and things like that, it's easy to think that, well, if I start feeling better, it's somehow taken away from me that I am not justified to have those feelings of not being accepted, or, you know, this is wrong what I'm feeling. And it's not. Everything you feel is justified. It is, everything's right. It's all right. Nothing is wrong. It is just up to you that do you want to feel a little bit better? Just a little bit better today.
So even the blame, whether it's towards other or self, anger, grief, jealousy, envy, guilt, all of those are right also?
Yeah, everything is right. There is no wrong in your emotions. The only wrong there you could say is that, do you really want to feel like that? Like, do you want to stay there? Is that where you want to keep defaulting? Or do you want to move on to a little bit more better feeling end of the spectrum? Mm-hmm. And feel a little bit lighter and be able to look at those feelings, not from the place of blame, but from a place of love.
So this is a big step, right? To be able to get to, and I think it's important to acknowledge that big step may not even feel doable at this point, but it becomes a smaller step with practice. Yeah. And so the big first step is getting clear if you are willing to change your default patterns. And a lot of times we will say yes, but I was having a conversation with somebody about this, that even though we want to feel better, we want to do things differently, we want more ease, it is hard to shift. And it's, again, we're not conscious of it. We're not trying to self-sabotage, but we default back to patterns that are super ingrained in us of being in reaction mode. And that is one of the biggest things that you can start to focus on if you really want to create a different kind of life experience where that dark and stormy night no longer dictates how you view your life. Then one of the first things to really work on is being able to start to be open to the possibility that things can be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even that can be a big step.
Mm-hmm. So why do we stay ingrained in these patterns if they make us unhappy or exhausted or worn out or fried?
I think at least in today's society, that is somehow normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to fit in. If your friends and neighbors and parents and cousins and everybody around you feels like this, it's not always the easiest thing to be the bunny and rainbow kind of person there. So it is so normal to us to feel like that. And because we learn it, it's the default. That's what we default to.
Mm-hmm. And one thing too, physiologically, it's important to recognize that your body chemistry also adapts to these patterns of thinking and feeling. So when your nervous system adapts to chronic stress, it's like your AC gauge, right? Like you set your AC to like 74. And so if it gets hotter or cooler, it'll always go back to 74. That's your nervous system. Your nervous system is your regulator. So if your nervous system is set to a default of chronic stress, then even in moments that are joyful, you will quickly go back to the chronic stress state. Or if you're feeling very, very low, right, you'll go back to this chronic stress state. We're suggesting that you can shift where that default is, just like you would shift the AC.
Right.
And the steps to start to practice that, again, number one, being clear that this is something that you desire. Because if you don't desire it, then you're not going to shift. But then secondly, start with your nervous system first.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Because just like AC, if your AC is set to 78 degrees and you all of a sudden want it to 67, it is not going to happen in a minute or two. It's going to take in hours for the AC to catch up with that. So just like AC, your nervous system and your energetic work is going to take some time. So don't get mad if the first time you try, nothing happens and you feel like it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a nervous system re-regulation, okay, which does take a lot of commitment to practicing and being attuned to your nervous system, which we don't even know how to do. And we'll leave you with just a couple of practices to help you with that. But also then becoming more self-aware. That's a huge one, right? Is noticing when your thoughts or your emotions are defaulting to the dark and stormy night experience. And that can happen on a whim. It's so funny, honey, because even yesterday I went to a friend's new home, and it was the first time that they were inviting folks over. They just purchased this home. It's gorgeous. And there's so much to celebrate. But the owner was pretty overwhelmed and feeling consumed with the things that aren't right about the house or the difficulty that they had with the previous owner or the stress of leaving soon and having to accommodate renters. And so her energetic state was not fully able to embrace the pure celebration. And for me, not being in that space, I could come in and be like, holy shit, this is amazing. Celebration, celebration. Because my energetic state isn't where she's at. Mm-hmm. She's immersed in it. So when we're immersed in stuff, it becomes that much harder to step out of your own experience to realize, oh, wait, I'm actually experiencing a dark and stormy night moment. So we have to constantly check in with ourselves. And a lot of it is the checking in with your self-talk. So, honey, can we go to a couple exercises for folks on how they can start to take some small steps around this get out of the dark and stormy night? Mm-hmm.
Yes, cool. Absolutely. And I think a good example here is, well, this is at least good for me as a mother, as a parent. When you have a small baby and that small baby starts to cry, you go and soothe that baby. You don't yell at the baby and say that, shut the fuck up. Why are you being such an idiot because you're crying? That's basically what we're doing to ourselves. When your nervous system and your thought process goes back to that yucky default place, we start yelling at ourselves, you're an idiot, and why would you do that? Treat yourself, your inner child, treat that person as if it's a brand new baby who just came to this world, and give it some love instead. When you catch yourself in the moment, and that's, we're going back to those gold stars. When you catch yourself being in that yucky, sticky thought process again, don't beat yourself up. Remember that you are a new being. You made the decision to be a new being and think differently. So catch yourself and give yourself that good big old gold star on your forehead. And then give yourself some self-soothing love. Mm-hmm. And you have the perfect self-soothing exercise, which is
the reset remedy. Yeah. So before we get to the reset remedy, I want to point out how you can finesse that ability to catch yourself.
Okay.
Because that one becomes hard just in and of itself. One thing that I remember starting to notice for me was whenever I would begin ruminating on something, a situation that didn't go the way I wanted, or a frustrating conversation with someone, or even something outside of myself typically that wasn't the way I wanted. And I started the self-talk where I was basically creating scenarios that hadn't even happened yet. So I remember doing this so much. Like, this was basically my morning dialogue every single day for several decades of my life, was waking up and then immediately thinking about all the things that were not going well and all the problems that were there that needed to be solved, and then the people associated with it. And then I would start having conversations with those people of what I wanted to say or what I should have said or how they should have responded. all of this mm-hmm. was in my head. And within seconds, I felt depleted. I had knots in my stomach. I felt more shallow in my breathing. And I would get out of bed, stress the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you catch yourself? Notice when you are perseverating on something. When you're going over a situation in your head and playing it out like a lawyer in 5 million different angles, and you're ready to go to court and defend your perspective, that is a beautiful moment for you to quit the thinking. That's the goal. Quit the thinking. And how do you do that? Reset remedy. So several years ago, when I caught myself doing the thinking, I would start doing what's called thought stopping. And thought stopping is a cognitive therapy technique that the reset remedy is based on. And that is just repeating a phrase over and over in your head until that rumination stops. That's all you're doing. It's very simple. And the reset remedy, those mm-hmm. phrases are designed to also help your nervous system chill out at the same time. And that is repeating, I am safe. I am secure. I am protected. I am loved. And repeating this over and over and over again until you can take a deep, meaningful breath throughout your body. That sigh is when your body collapses because your nervous system isn't as wound up. And then that is when you can start to tune into your inner child and give it a lot of love. Give yourself a big gold star for doing the thought stopping, for ending the rumination. Praise yourself and give yourself that huge hug and go do something that actually feels really good to you. Uli, I know you tell me often to go eat ice cream because that's what my inner child wants. So it can be something as simple as that.
It can be. Have a cup of coffee. Go for a walk. It can be very, very simple. Whatever it is, like when you are finally in that space of that your nervous system is relaxed and that crazy thought process in your head has stopped at least for a minute, just listen. Listen what comes to you. What does feel really good to me right now? And it can be that simple. It can be, you know, ice cream, a cup of coffee, or a walk, or just looking outside the window for a few minutes. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Yeah, the simpler, the better, yeah. Right? And it's better if it has nothing to do with what you mm-hmm. were ruminating about. A lot of yes. times we want to go back to it and then revisit it, find a solution, do that kind of work. And then we get back in our head and then we drive ourselves crazy. Yes. This
and
is really
dark about and not. Stormy night continues. So no,
don't go exactly.
Back. Dark and stormy night. We finally got some sun through the cloud. So let's stay in the sun for a little bit longer.
Just so you can dry off.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. All right. So everybody, friendly reminder that you can receive the Reset Remedy for free. Look for the link in our show notes and practice this regularly. Mm-hmm. Okay. I even just a couple nights ago, I was doing this, the Reset Remedy, when I was in bed. And I wasn't doing it because anything is wrong. I'm actually in a beautiful new chapter, in a beautiful new home. Everything is going effortlessly. And my old patterns of thinking that I'm going to fuck something up, that this is going to be taken away from me, that I'm doing something wrong, things aren't going to work out, that's old patterning. It's coming up because everything is so freaking amazing right now. But I use the Reset Remedy to stop that chatter. That's all I'm doing is just stopping the chatter, mm-hmm. even in a good moment. So this is how often you can use it and really weave it into your life to make a really big difference.
It is an amazing, amazing meditation practice. And I love that I get to call it a meditation now because for the longest time, Gladys didn't like the word meditation. So It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. So go get it and enjoy it. And we're going to continue from this topic, kind of from this topic next week. So do we feel complete for this week?
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. So we will see everybody next week.